Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
And on Friday, you join Paul Gallant coming to you live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Cobos Barbecue in East Downtown.
Oh, don't play this song. Partying, partying,
yeah!
Partying, partying,
yeah!
Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend. I don't know this part. The rap lyrics I can't do. Everyone's staring at me. Sorry, I know. Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. It's a banger! And it is a Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday at Cobos Q. Sorry, we're just listening to the greatest song that man has ever created. No, not Take Me Higher by Creed. That's number two. So, we are 59 days away from Astros pitchers and catchers reporting to West Palm Beach on February 12th. So, is it time to play a little trombone? Sean, you want to play a little trombone? Continue our countdown? Because we do have some Astros rumors to get into.
Give me a second. I wasn't ready.
We could do that. Okay.
Yeah, it was. I didn't know
these
we were
the,
doing
the tricky
countdown.
Things of remote. When Paul doesn't tell Sean what to do,
it doesn't get.
That's
done.
What happens. That's what happens. So we'll get to that rumor in just a moment. But I mean, everyone needs that trombone in the background. It's the third greatest song. How about them Strohs by Paul Wall featuring the guy with the effeminate voice and the other person. Great song.
Ready to get trombone.
Someone did a trombone cover, and right, Sean, we're ready to get tromboned now. Let's start the countdown.
It's always Astros time in Houston. Are you ready to play?
A lot of people were wondering what it was going to be like if the Strohs didn't win the division. I guess we'll never know.
We're counting you down to the Astros pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training in West Palm Beach.
59 days away. Report from Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic. Executives from two clubs indicated this week that their teams were monitoring the possibility of the Astros trading Framber Valdez. For a variety of reasons, such a move could make sense. The Astros' luxury tax payroll, according to Fangraphs, stands at $237.4 million, which is slightly above the first threshold. Under owner Jim Crane, writes Rosenthal, the team has exceeded the threshold only once in 2020 when it turned out penalties were suspended due to COVID-19. Valdez is projected to earn $12.1 million in arbitration and become a free agent after the 2025 season. So there's still two more years of control for him. Trading him could provide a boost to the Astros farm system, which Baseball America ranked 27th in its midseason organization rankings. Yikes. Perhaps the Astros could acquire help, writes Rosenthal some more, for their major league bullpen as well. A less dramatic move would be a trade of righty Jose Urquidy, whom the Astros have sought to deal in the past. He is projected to earn $3.5 million in arbitration and is under club control for two more years. Here's the thing with Framber Valdez, who puked himself in the playoffs, and I thought puked himself, and then showed his ass in two games, basically like sandwiched around a no-hitter against the Rangers and against the Mariners. The guy's a head case, and ask yourself this. Do you trust him in a post-Martin Maldonado world? Do you trust Framber Valdez without Martin Maldonado? I think it's a very fair question to ask. Do you think that Yiner Diaz is going to be able to take care of it? Someone that's had Cobos Q shaking his head. He's shaking his head. I can't understand what you're saying, but he is saying no. You cannot trust Framber in a post Yiner Diaz world. And I'm with you. I look at Framber Valdez and I see a guy who loses his bleep over very small things. And then when things do get away from him, it turns into an issue for him. It does. And it's one of those things where I don't really know how you fix it. This is just sort of who he is at this point in time. And I kind of look at that last playoff performance and I'm like, is this guy an ace? Is this guy worth a ton of money? I don't know, man. I don't know. But I'm definitely not going to give him a long-term contract if he's 30 years old and there's still 2 years left in his contract. What's my contract? I ain't paying him money. My contract is more. I think that the idea of trading him to boost the farm system is actually a decent idea. It's really a matter of, do you think you have enough pitching, given the injuries that you're dealing with? No Lance McCullers, no Luis Garcia. Here's a tricky thing, because I'm doing the one-person show, and no one can hear what you're saying. I'm trying to interpret what you're saying, Mr. Sir, here at Cobus Q, wearing the Longhorns hat. That doesn't help. That doesn't help. Well, 5 years. Okay. 50 total? 150 for 5 years. Okay. I wouldn't do that. And I don't know if the Astros can afford that. 5 for $150? I don't think they can do that. Especially with what... But you could say the same thing about what Lance McCullers' contract was as well. Lance McCullers' contract is looking cheap now, isn't it? This guy's a head case, and I don't trust Ron Perlman long term. I just don't. I know some people might, and look, he's a lefty and all that stuff, but he's 30 years old. Is he getting better? I don't know. I don't like that. So I see this at least possibility out there from Ken Rosenthal. And I feel like the Houston Astros should at the very least think about it. So there you go. That is the countdown, 59 days away. Some people are mad also about what the Los Angeles Dodgers did. We saw Shohei Ohtani formally unveiled at a little press conference. And then on top of that, the Dodgers made a trade for Rays pitcher Tyler Glasnow. I don't know. I don't give a damn. I really don't care. But he's a guy that was on the Rays, and guess what? That means the Dodgers get to add a little bit more, and I'm sure that deferred contract that they have for Shohei Ohtani, 10 years, $700 million, helped them bring him into the mix. Glasnow writes, ESPN is among the game's most dominant, if not for injuries. He'll be regarded as one of the best starters in baseball. In a career-high 120 innings this year, he went 10-7 with a 3.53 ERA, striking out 162 along the way. Career-high 120 innings. That's not a lot. Seems like he's been dealing with injuries a lot on that front. There was also a story yesterday about how the Dodgers are potentially not going to bring Clayton Kershaw back. Clayton Kershaw's like, well, you know, I'd be open to coming back. I would love the Dodgers to bring back Clayton Kershaw. Bring him back. I'm sure this time in the postseason he won't be bad. I'm sure that this time will be different. So there you go, guys. There you go. I also want to talk about something else. Because I feel like Astros fans are very often very sensitive, a little bit oversensitive. And I feel like you guys kind of lost your minds with this Leah Van working for Kron. Someone's pulling out. Is that a knife? Is that a switchblade? Oh, is it a kitchen knife? Oh, it's a kitchen knife. Okay. We're cool. It's fine. There's no problem here at Cobos Q. Astros fans are a little bit sensitive. A little bit. And I feel like Leah Van, again, I don't know her at all. At Kron, which isn't even the Houston Chronicle, hired her. And she had tweeted out like 2 months before that she doesn't respect Jose Altuve, which for anyone that lives here is fighting words. But she basically said no in response to, you got to forget about the past with Jose Altuve. You got to respect the guy. And then afterwards said, I don't respect cheaters. So someone who's probably looking over Jose Altuve's career at a surface level. Is it a good look for someone that they just hired? It's a bad look. There's no denying it. I think this is more about at Kron than it is about Leah Van. But people really went after Leah Van online, and I got to say, and appreciate you, sir. Raul hitting me up with a Bud Light. Yeah, that's right, because this is brought to you by Bud Light. Oh, Paul would drink a Bud Light. Shut up! We're here at Cobos Q. We're going to be here all day. Here is what Leah Van tweeted after, naturally, Astros fans did their Astros fans thing. Ooh, we have breaking news about a certain firing in the NFL that we'll get to in a moment. Here's what Leah Van tweeted. I will be deactivating all social media accounts temporarily by the end of the day. I've apologized profusely about my fan-motivated rash comments accusing Jose Altuve of cheating in 2017. And at this point, I'm receiving threats that are dangerous to my mental health. I will return when I start working, and as a reporter who is passionate about telling good stories, I know I can do a good job. But I do have some trust to earn. I look forward to my journey in Houston with an incredible team of journalists. There have been exactly three times I thought about taking my own life. In grad school, when Stephen A. Smith ranted about me on First Take. Shout out to her getting ranted about by Stephen A. Smith on First Take. And last night, I will not let that happen again. This is where I draw the line. The important people in my life know how to reach me. Call me weak. I don't care. The stuff I've seen written about me on the internet is abhorrent and jarring. The holidays are the perfect excuse for a break. And naturally, some people are responding and saying, like, well, why don't you give Jose Altuve a break? Here's the thing, guys. Nothing that she said was worthy of, like, running around of town with pitchforks and torches. But I will say this as advice to Leah Van. You got to get back on the horse. You got to get back on the horse. And this is coming from somebody who also has gotten death threats and hate mail. Someone actually found my address and sent me a letter after I got canceled by Tucker Carlson while living in Seattle. Like, I mean, I got canceled by the right. And I didn't know that they canceled people. They always talk about cancel culture. But, I mean, they came after me. I got so many hate mail, death threats. Someone threatened to rape me. And I said, like, well, I haven't had sex in a while, so, like, I'm not opposed to that. It was one of those things where, you know, you take a look. You take a look at what you get on social media. And the sad thing is, like, it is harmless, but it's mean-spirited. You got to suck it up if you're going to be in an industry like this. And this is not me saying, like, Leah Van has to ignore all that stuff. I'm just saying that if you get off social media, you're essentially letting the terrorists win. So my advice to her is to get back on and just ignore this. Like, the only way that you can make this better is by doing a good job. So do a good job, and this is all going to go in the past. I will say, though, like, you've come after her already. Enough with the effing outrage over somebody else who is saying about Jose Altuve that they have questions. Okay? Can we move on? Is it that hard? Like, she just said, like, no. That was what she wrote. It was not that controversial. And some of you people are psychos. So there you go. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call in and to text. And you can join on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Coming up next, we're going to tell you the best six games of football this weekend. We're not going to pick them well because we don't know what we're doing, but we will pick the six games to watch. Stick around. It's the Paul Gallant Show.
ESPN 97.5.com. One of these guys cheats at fishing.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
There's a lot of games you can watch this weekend.
He's got another one. Unbelievable.
He is gone. Kiss McKinney goodbye.
But Paul Gallant is going to pick six games.
There's six.
Pick six.
Wow, that's got pick six written all over it.
You need to watch.
This is exactly what we needed.
All right, you know how this works. We pick six games to watch. Then we pick them against the spread. Our record is really, really bad. So, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Sign up, you get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Don't take our advice. Just watch these games, okay? So, Sunday at noon, your beloved 8 seed in the AFC, 7-6 Houston Texans on the road to take on the 5-8 Tennessee Titans. We have yet to understand whether or not C.J. Stroud will practice today, but I will assume he is not practicing. That means that C.J. Stroud will likely not start on Sunday. Will Anderson did not practice for the Texans yesterday. Nico Collins did not practice for the Texans yesterday. George Fant did not practice for the Texans yesterday. Tank Dell is out for the year. Like, there's a lot of bleep. There is a lot of bleep. And also, Blake Cashman didn't practice yesterday. Like, It's not looking good. The Titans are 3-point favorites on Sunday. And as excited as I am for the ever exciting Davis Mills under center on Sunday, I do not trust the Houston Texans, potentially without Will Anderson, potentially without Blake Cashman, to slow down Derrick Henry, who averages 6.13 yards a carry against the Texans in his career. So I hate to do this because they're going to be wearing those Houston Oilers unis and it sucks. But I do think that the Titans are going to win by more than 3 on Sunday. Sean Mapes back in Mission Control. You pick this game, sir.
I'm also going with the Titans. I mean, you just went through all the guys that are hurt. I don't even think it's that, like, interesting to really talk about as a game. It's just like, yeah, Davis Mills is going to be throwing to backup receivers with, like, half of an awesome offensive line. A lot of guys on defense also going to be hurt. We'll see what happens, you know? NFL.
That's why they play the games.
Yeah.
That's why they play the games. Yeah. So, hopefully.
I'll be muttering that to myself at 12 o'clock Central on Sunday. Oh, you know? This is why they play the games.
That is why they play the game.
And then
they,
the fourth quarter, I'll be like, thank God this game's over fast so I can watch Red Zone.
Hey, no. Don't say that. We said that last week. When we get blown out, we want the game to end.
No, the Texans will blow them out, see?
Oh,
even
that's
though I'm
true.
Not picking it, but still.
If the Titans lose to Davis Mills while wearing the Oilers uniforms, they should have to relocate again. Where should they have to relocate to? 713-780-3776. My offer is Flint, Michigan. Why not? They could use a team. The Flint Titans in the AFC South. That makes sense. 325 Sunday. Fox. The 10-3 Dallas Cowboys on the road to take on the 7-6, still alive in the playoff race, Buffalo Bills. Cowboys 2.5-point favorites. What's interesting going into this game, did you see what Micah Parsons had to say about Josh Allen? He basically said, like, yo, Josh Allen's like that crazy dude at the frat because he doesn't slide. The Micah Parsons podcast, it does have its entertaining moments. Sean Mapes, your beloved Dallas Cowboys on the road against the wagon-circling Buffalo Bills. Like, this is probably the best game of the weekend. What do you think is going to happen in this one? I'm going to let you go first.
I would feel much more confident about the Cowboys if this game was happening at Cowboy Stadium. Or
it might be cold.
AT&T
right.
Stadium. Well, and just they can't beat anyone on the road. They are not that they can't beat anyone. They just play so much worse when they're on the road. So this one is kind of a, you know, you get the Bills on the upswing, probably after a very, very heartwarming speech by Sean McDermott about, I don't know, Cowboys. They teamed up and they conquered the West. No, don't ask how they did it. They conquered them.
Please don't.
And then you have the Cowboys going on the road.
They killed all the buffalo, too.
Cool. You know what? I was going to go down a road. I won't go down a road.
Don't go down that road. Go down the killing buffalo road. Not the, you know, the other thing.
One that's full of tears, let's just say.
Jesus.
I said I wasn't going to go down there. Bills. Bills going to win.
Bills, okay.
Bills, yeah. It's just Cowboys kind of on the way down because they're playing on the road. Even though
on the way down. This is your team, Sean. Ye of little faith.
Yeah, they just don't play well at home. And the same thing, Astros didn't play well at home. The Cowboys don't play well on the road.
Listen, you know my bandwagoning ass. Like, I saw, of course, on Sunday, my formerly Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts. You know, they lost to the Cowboys, so guess what I'm picking, Sean?
This is disgusting what you're doing.
Guess what I'm doing. Because I'm all aboard the bandwagon, because the strong must be followed. No. How about them Cowboys?
The Cowboys bandwagon doesn't want the Paul Gallant
you're off
stink.
It. You're off it, Sean. I'm on it, because you just picked against them, and I just picked them. So how about that?
Great.
I'm going to get a Patriots-Cowboys jersey. I'm sure that'll go
split
over
down
really
the middle.
Well.
That would be hilarious. If you half Romo, would. Half Dak. Or no,
honestly,
half.
If I got like a Patriots-Cowboys-Lakers-Yankees like quad jersey, would that not be the greatest?
Yeah.
Like maybe a little Duke flair on it as well?
Yeah, just like in quarters, like Jeter, LeBron, Dak, Tom Brady.
Oh my God.
It's the funniest jersey imaginable.
I kind of want to make this now. All right, that is game number two. Game three, Sunday Night Football. The 10-3, first seed in the AFC, Baltimore Ravens on the road to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Ravens are 3-point favorites in this game. Jaguars are frauds. Ravens. F-R-A-U-D. That's what the Jaguars are.
Yeah, the Ravens are also, like, kind of fraudulent, but at least they, like, win. You know,
yeah.
They win, like, they win ugly. They win, and you don't really feel good about it for two quarters. But
great point.
They do win. Like, that is the key point. They win a lot of games, much more than the Jags. Give me the Ravens as well, going on the road, lane three. I do think that this is, like, a... I just think the Jags, I feel like they can handle the teams that, you know, aren't in the playoffs or playoff teams that, like, don't have their stuff together. I don't think they can actually hang with, like, the big boys of the NFL. And I think the Ravens might be one of the bigger boys, at least in the AFC. They're the
big
probably the big boy. They're the one seed right now. So give me the Ravens.
Well, guess what? The Ravens, who beat the Chargers not too long ago, we do have official news that Brandon Staley, he gone!
I like the Ravens beat the Chargers not that long ago. That's the tie-in. Not the Jags, who had the biggest comeback
history. He should have been fired then, but he was fired a couple of weeks after losing to the Ravens. So there you go. Brandon Staley, R.I.P. I can't believe he lasted this long.
Right before Christmas, you just feel bad for him.
Spare me with the, like, oh, you got to think about the coaches' families. These they don't have to work now. Like, you get to see your families. Like, that's the funny thing. Everyone was, like, crying over David Culley and Lovie Smith. Culley got a contract that he never would have gotten ever, and he gets paid all of it. The Texans bought him out because they have money. Texans do have money, for what it's worth. You know, I might not like them as an organization, but at least they got money so they can pay away their mistakes, like with the Texas A&M Aggies. And the same thing happened with Lovie Smith. Oh, this is bad. This isn't a good look. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man. I kind of would want to be fired after a year if I got a fully guaranteed contract. If I've been coaching my whole life, like, F this. This is brutal, miserable life as a football coach. Okay, we have six more games that we got to pick from. Six more games. So I'm just going to go through it really quickly because these are all games between teams that have a chance to make the playoffs. Three of them are on Saturday. The Vikings are taking on the Bengals. The Bengals are 3-point favorites. The Steelers are playing the Colts, battle for AFC last wild card spot. The Steelers the 6th seed, the Colts the 7th seed. The Colts are just 1.5-point favorites. Then you got the Lions and Broncos in Detroit. Broncos 7-6, the Lions 9-4. This is a pretty good slate of NFL games tomorrow. All three of those games, I think, are at the very least borderline watchable because of the stakes. I would say the quarterback play probably is going to leave a lot to be desired outside of that Sunday or the Saturday night game. At noon on Sunday, you got a couple other playoff contenders in the NFC playing each other. Bucks at Packers, Giants at Saints, Washington at LA. Gotta say, Sean, if I'm picking, I'm picking all the Saturday games if I had to make picks.
Yeah, I mean, like you
said,
Saturday
games are better.
Like you said, with the, they're all at least in, you know, decent playoff contention, like Vikings.
Right.
Not so sure you're in playoff, like, actual contention, but they might make the playoffs. But at the same time, we're talking about teams that are going to be quarterbacked by Nick Mullins, Jake Browning, Mitch Trubisky, Gardner Minshew. That's four of them. And then Jared Goff is the best one. And you have Russell Wilson. Those are the six quarterbacks on the good day of NFL football.
That's suboptimal, that's for sure. Okay, so let's pick those three games really quickly. You know what? I like what's going on in Cincinnati. I can't believe I'm saying this about Jake Browning, but I think the Bengals are going to beat the Vikings. The Vikings just turned to Nick Mullins after turning to Josh Dobbs after Kirk Cousins went down not too long ago. So I'm going to take the Bengals in that game. The 3:30 game, the Colts, the 1.5-point favorites against the Steelers. I think Shane Steichen is going to be coach of the year. I don't know what the odds are for that.
I think Gardner Minshew and the Colts beat Mitchell Trubisky and the Steelers. The Steelers just lost to the Patriots. I love the Patriots, but Jesus, like, if that's rock bottom for the Steelers. Now Big Ben is wondering whether or not you still have any tradition left. And then you got the late night Saturday game, the Lions 4.5-point favorites against the Broncos. I don't know what to make of the Lions right now. I really don't. Because this was a team that early in the year, like, looked really, really good. And of late, like, I don't know what the hell's going on. Truly, I do not know what's going on. So I think I'm going to take the Broncos in that one to cover. I don't know if they'll win, but that the Lions have been bizarre in this second half. It's weird that we've gotten to a point where we're like, oh, they're kind of disappointing, but that's sort of where I'm at. Sean, quickly, on all three of those, what are you doing?
I'm taking Jake Browning till I die. Well, no, not until I die. But
yeah.
Until, I don't know.
Until he's benched for Joe Burrow again?
I was going to say, until he throws two interceptions in a game, then I'm out. I kind of want to take the Steelers. I'll be honest. I kind of want to take the Steelers as a, like, this league, you never know what's going to happen. Give me the Steelers. Hey, if the Raiders can get shut out 1 week and then drop 60 the next, maybe the Steelers can field a NFL offense. That's all I got.
Maybe
they can do that. And then I kind of want, you know what? Give me the Broncos. Give me the Broncos as well. I think the Lions might win this game, but laying 4.5 is a bit much with the way that they played recently.
A little bit. That's true. Anyway, guys, there you go. That's our pick six. You can pick the games the way that we tell you to pick them, but don't. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Up next on the Paul Gallant Show, Texans and Titans coming up. Are you somebody who feels like that Astros/Houston sports reporter should be run out of town before she even starts her job? All of it's on the table. We are live at Cobos Q all day long, and I gotta tell you about something. Are you ready to hit a home run with the best Christmas gift for your special someone? Because naturally nude pajamas from Pajamagram are back, and they're gonna make you a holiday hero. They're so good, they sell out every year. It's known for the ultimate comfort and style. Soft, silky. Ooh, it's better than lingerie with a curved, caressing fit. And when you order naturally nude pajamas today, you'll get a free naturally nude nightie. What? $75 savings on a luxurious 2-in-1 complete gift. They even give you gift packaging if you want it. This is one easy holiday gift that's sure to make her happy. Like, maybe you're sending it to your ex, and your ex doesn't talk to you anymore, but you're like, hey, you want some naturally nude pajamas? And she says, don't talk to me anymore. But you send them anyway because you get that great deal, 2-in-1. It's amazing. Win Christmas. Go to Pajamagram today for naturally nude pajamagrams, for naturally nude pajamas before they sell out. Naturally nude pajamas, pajamagram.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Who?
Jack Burton. Me.
Welcome in to the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Cobos Barbecue in East Downtown. Here's your host, Paul Gallant.
It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. It's one you can jump aboard at 713-780-3776. A text. Oh, boy. This person's not a fan. And, Sean, I have a question for you. I'm gonna ask it. Because this person has texted us a good 15 times in a row. But here's what he wrote.
And a listener writes, Dear ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, I feel terrible for Paul Gallant's co-host. Paul is terrible, and this is just miserable to listen to. Co-host has a losing battle every day. Sean, do you feel that way?
Well, first of all, thank you to this texter for promoting me to co-host.
You are a co-host.
Second, the last co-host is now the Rocket sideline reporter. So that seems pretty.
That's true.
That seems like a deal I would take. So, you know, maybe
when
I can.
When you leave, it gets better.
Yeah, maybe I could. I don't know, right?
You should leave, Sean, is what he's trying to tell you. He's trying to tell you to get off the sinking ship.
Yeah. Let's see if cron.com has any opening. delete some tweets, maybe. We'll see.
The funniest thing about this, because she's deleted her Twitter account, and we're talking about Leah Van, who just got hired by not the Houston Chronicle, at Cron, and she tweeted some things about Jose Altuve that's got some Astros fans ruffled a bit. The thing is, like, I've done this too. When I got my job in Seattle, and I think I said this a couple of days ago, but when I got my job in Seattle, I had a bunch of tweets that I tweeted about the Seattle Mariners about how they're, like, just a fraudulent organization and anybody who watches them should find better things to do with their time. Because I don't really like baseball as it was, but I liked watching the Astros. And I remember there was this guy by the name of Softy or something like that in Seattle who was at the competing station that I eventually went to. And I remember I just tweeted some like very mean things like, your life is meaningless if you're watching Mariners baseball. So then when I found out I might get the job, went on Twitter, deleted every single thing that I had written that involved the Mariners. They told me also, because I was working for the Mormons, my radio station in Seattle. Imagine me working for a station owned by the Church of Latter-day Saints, but it was. And they told me that I should probably go back and delete every single tweet that I had sworn in. So that took a while. I'm not going to lie, I spent a day and a half searching every single bad word that I could have possibly said, like all the major cuss words, just to make sure that I hadn't said that, and also that I hadn't said anything else that maybe I might have said when I was, you know, in college, and luckily never tweeted any of those out.
So however many tweets that it shows that you have, because, you know, it has, like, the total number of tweets
right
on your profile, like, double it, maybe? At least the pre-2019 numbers, those are the lost to history. Those wins got vacated. Those tweets
right
with all the curse words got
right. So what I did, Sean, I searched my
He's
Twitter
never
history.
Tweeted about James Harden. Wow.
Well, no, those are still there. I'm pretty sure, like, if I call Harden a fat bleep, which I'm sure I did at one point, I might have deleted that. But anything else, that's still up there. That's still up there. But yeah, I took that job seriously. Then I got up there and I was like, oh my God, I can't talk about drinking. I can't talk about gambling. I can't talk about my non-existent sex life. Like, what is there to talk about? Oh, Seattle sports? And they take it so damn seriously up there. Like, it's, I don't know, like, get a life, right? Like, sports are fun, but, like, you know what this show's about? This show isn't just about sports. It's about a little thing that we like to call life, you know? That's what everyone says all the time. So you just got a round of applause for that. I don't think they were listening, but hey, that was applause. I'm going to take it. 713-780-3776 is how you call and is how you text. And you can join on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. From the 713, I'm confused. Wait, I'm so cornfused. Yes, I meant cornfused. The radio dude, the voice guy, says Paul is gay, but Paul talks about sending bleep to his ex, unless the ex is a dude. Well, why? Why can't send a guy some naturally nude pajamas from Pajamagram? Right? Like, they're pajamas. Pajamas, they're form-fitting. They can fit the curve, you know? All those curves. So, think about that. You're never going to know. You are never going to know listening to this show. It's one of the fun parts about it. Use your imagination. What is Paul? Look at my sweater. It's very fabulous. All right. What else do we have on the table? Man, I'm back in my Texan seasonal depression. Like, Davis Mills audio is not going to get me. It's not going to get me back up. It's just not. They're going to lose Sunday. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. It would be one of the greatest moments in Texans history if they were able to beat the Houston Oilers uniforms that are being worn by the Tennessee Titans on Sunday with Davis Mills. And that sort of speaks to how, you know, mediocre the Houston Texans history has been. But, like, that's where I'm at, man. And I'm sorry I sound down again, Sean, you know, because we're at Cobo's Q. It's awesome. And by the way, you got to come out because at 2 o'clock and at 7 o'clock, we're giving out two signed footballs that are awesome. authenticated. It's a Will Anderson autographed football. It's a Derek Stingley autographed football. So if you come here and you get a bucket of Modelo or Corona or any of the other Silver Eagle beers, you get one raffle ticket. But if you get a Bud Light bucket, you get two raffle tickets. So there's a lot of cool stuff happening at Cobus Q, and we're going to be here all day long at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But, man, I just can't get through my STD, my seasonal Texans depression right now. You know, there's nothing I can buy. There's nothing I can do to change it. Like, it just sucks that there's this many injuries that they're dealing with. If C.J. Stroud was under center, I would pick the Texans to win. But, like, it's not just that Stroud's hurt. Like, Anderson's hurt. Cashman's hurt. Derrick Henry runs so well against the Texans. Nico Collins is hurt. Like, God, Davis Mills, if he has the game of his life, credit to him. But I just don't see it happening.
If Davis Mills was still starting, but I could wave a magic wand and you have Nico Collins, Tank Dell, no other injuries other than C.J. Stroud's injury to his brain, would you feel more or you would obviously feel more confident, but would you think that the Texans can win?
Maybe? I don't know.
Oh,
man.
Come on. Because then you just need Davis Mills to run the offense, you know? He could be our Brock Purdy.
Yeah. He's got a better arm than Brock Purdy. He's got a better arm than Brock Purdy. So
that's
a fact.
Drafted, what, half the draft before?
That's true. He was a mid-round draft pick. Yeah.
Five-star coming out of high school.
That's also true.
Notice I'm going very far back and nothing very recent.
But, hey, the far back, positives. Sometimes you got to go all the way back to get to where you need to be. You know? That's what a lot of people say. They say it all the time. And if you go all the way back, to bring it back to where you're at right now, then maybe that is all it's going to take for Davis Mills to get it over the hump. No, I can't do that. I mean, I'm trying. I'm trying to sell it. I can't. I can't. Sean, I'm like a cooler George Washington because I've never chopped down a cherry tree, but I've never lied in my life. Not once. Okay? And I can't lie. I can't lie about this game on Sunday. I just look. I kind of want it just to happen, and I hope I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm hoping that I'm, like, reverse jinxing the Texans into winning, which I don't even believe in jinxes, but that's where I'm at. Like, I'm resorting to tactics like that. Like, thinking if I believe, and I used to do this with the Patriots growing up, if I think that this game is going to be difficult, then they're going to win. That was an actual thought that I used to have before sports games that my teams played in. And I regret that because I didn't feel that way before Super Bowl 42. It could have been a perfect season. If only I had believed that it wouldn't be easy. If only. Anyway, guys, it's the Paul Gallant Show. We're at Cobus Q. You can jump aboard 713-780-3776. You can call in or text in on the HRNP listener line. You can also join us on Twitter at Gallant Says at Shawnee Mapes, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Coming up next, we got a little garbage time. I'm having a good time taking a look at all of these holiday crime stories that are foisting Christmas references in the reports about them. We'll read some of those. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stick around. First, I got to tell you about my friends at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. They will match your first deposit up to $1,000. Yeah, and you get to play with it right away. MyBookie.ag. .ag, promo code BET975. What game are you looking to bet on this weekend? I got to say, the Titans just being 3-point favorites with all the Texans injuries that they're dealing with, some might find it fishy. I don't find it fishy. I look at it and say, you know what? F it. Bet on the Titans. And this way, guess what? You'll hedge. You'll see the Titans wearing those Oilers uniforms, and you're going to be mad and triggered and be like, they stole it from us, our precious. But guess what? If you bet on the Titans to win the game, If the Texans win, you're going to be feeling great. If Davis Mills shocks the world, you're going to be feeling great. So, again, mybookie.ag, you can bet on that. You can bet on all sorts of games. You can bet on the college football bowl games that are coming up. You can bet on the Rockets and Grizzlies tonight. And you could, of course, bet on football. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, should it break, is there a bidet repairman on site?
Paul Gallant is currently nestled in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Cobos Barbecue in East Downtown. Give them hell, Paulie.
So the big news in the sports world today, unless you want to talk about the Tyler Glasnow trade to the LA Dodgers because of that deferred payment for Shohei Ohtani, they're able to afford it under the CBT. Brandon Staley, he gone, fired as head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. Tom Telesco, their general manager, also fired. I mean, it's a long time coming. And a question for the sports fans out there. Do you ever feel bad when somebody that is coaching or running your team gets canned? Like, do people feel bad about that, or do you actually celebrate? What is the gut reaction when that happens? Like, for me, it's been a long time. Like, my favorite team's had the same coach for 25 years. So, like, you know, are you guys happy when someone gets canned? Or are, if he's running your team and he's running it into the ground, you sad? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Do you feel bad? It's Christmas time, though. Like, if it's after Christmas, obviously you don't. But, like, Sonic Comus Q is like, yeah, they're millionaires. F them. Yeah. See, that's how we should feel. And the only person on this show who's feeling bad for him is Sean Mabe back in Mission Control. Sean, come on, bro.
What?
Like, it's good that these kids are not going to get presents for Christmas.
No.
It's good.
Oh, yeah. So
it's,
you,
they can't, yeah.
They're going to
they
grow
deserve
up
it.
Christmas. They're going to grow yeah, up hating
Grinch
Christmas.
Well, Sean, a Grinch should be able to go to their house and steal stuff from them, right? Like,
and
on top of that, they get fired.
There's nothing to steal. Their dad just lost his job on national TV.
Well, I mean, like, you got paid a lot for that job on national TV, though. The funny thing is,
that's the whole point. Is that, like, it's the same thing as, like, well, you know, you have to remember you're talking about another man's job. It's like, yeah, but
yeah.
Like,
I laugh at that.
What are we doing?
I would kill to get that job and get fired after 2 weeks,
oh my
so that
God,
they could pay me the whole contract. It's vacation money.
To do the
I'm
bare
on sabbatical.
Minimum, do the bare minimum to not get fired with cause is the dream. To be like,
see, it's the American dream. It's to get fired for not cause, to just get fired and earn all that money, or to sue somebody for something ridiculous.
Yeah, get
and
ran
get
over,
tons of money for that.
Get run over by an Amazon truck, and now you're a millionaire. The
yeah,
American
get
dream.
Get bit by a dog somewhere, and you sue that person.
The
into
right
the
person's
sun.
Dog. The right person's
right.
dog.
And that's why I should be, you know, right? You know what? Like, the Paul Gallant Show should be allied with a lawyer somewhere. So any lawyer out there, are you great at getting people money via suing them? Like, we believe in the American dream. You know, we believe in Saul Goodman. We believe in suing for your career the rest of your life. Okay? So, anyway, guys, it's time for a little garbage time before we turn things over to Connor and Beard, and I start drinking some more here at Cobos Q.
I'm only happy when it's garbage. And then I start eating garbage.
If there's one guy up here who knows about total garbage,
garbage,
it's this guy. It's garbage time with Paul Gallant. Let's go.
Let's go.
So before we talk about a couple of fun holiday crime stories, I did want to give a shout out to North Shore, the Mustangs. As I've said before, I follow the strong. I jump on the bandwagons of the good teams. And North Shore is 15-0. They're going to play Duncanville in the 6A Division I State Championship tomorrow at 3. North Shore all the way. Been on that bandwagon for a couple of years. Let's go, Mustangs. And Shout out to my Ducks. I would say Duncanville. Can you bet on these games? I want to know. Dell's nodding probably. Yeah, I probably have to find like a dark web thing to bet on a high school football game. But shout out to Ocho Texto, one of my OG listeners who's a big North Shore guy. One of the most fun I've ever had watching a high school football game, I believe it was North Shore and Katy. It was at NRG Stadium. I forget the year. I just know that North Shore stopped Katy at the goal line on four straight plays. It was a great ending to a really fun high school football game. High school football down here is awesome. So good luck to North Shore's players, and also good luck to Duncanville's players as well. Man, crazy. They played each other five times in the last 6 years. Okay, Fort Bend County busted 16 in a prostitution sting. Why is this relevant? Because they nicknamed the operation to stop these hooker searchers Operation Naughty List. Huh. They could have workshopped that a little bit more, but Operation Naughty List busted 16, Sean Mapes.
Yeah, no, there's something, you know, I don't know. They're trying... Something with ho, ho, ho. I don't know.
See? Operation ho, ho, ho. Yeah. No, no, no. That would have made a little more sense.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
It. Meanwhile, a Florida woman lied to police about her children's Christmas presents being stolen. Police called it a, quote, Grinch-like plot.
That's not what the Grinch did, though.
No, the Grinch stole... The Grinch stole from
it.
Other people.
Yeah, for the love of the game.
He right, and he then he gave it back.
Yeah, it wasn't an insurance scam or a scam.
No, it wasn't a scam at all because the Grinch gave it back because his heart grew three sizes that day. You know, I got to say, though, the people of Whoville, like, what a bunch of bitches. Like, you get stolen from, and then you're going to welcome the Grinch in because his heart grew three sizes. That sounds like an arrhythmia, my friends. That sounds like something you need to go see a cardiologist for. And this guy just comes back and has dinner with you after stealing all your stuff, and you're just going to be like, yeah, come back. No, 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 no. We need some Game of Thrones-style vengeance here. Like, I'm surprised the Grinch didn't get his food poisoned or stabbed in the neck.
Whoville?
You know, that's how stuff gets handled in the South Shore of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So, Whoville, bunch of little bees.
Whoville, a little cult-like. It might be more of Jonestown than Whoville. I don't know. They really love Christmas. And they exile you if you don't. I'm just saying.
That's true. Dahu Dore. What else do we have? Oh, shout out to this person who, luckily, nothing bad has happened to any of the people that live in this place. But there is a person that lives in a building that's by the North Freeway. And it's, I guess, on West Mitchell Road. This person has had two cars crash into their house this year. In fact, the repairs for the last time that another person drove into his house were not even done yet. I don't know if it was Billy Joel, if it was somebody else who was driving into these houses, but that sucks to happen right before Christmas, and I hope this person gets some justice or sues them and gets a ton of money to live the American dream like they're Brandon Staley.
Yeah, there's no Christmas-themed headline to this one?
No, there isn't. No. No.
Grandma's house got ran over by a reindeer.
That's where I was about to go.
Two cars. Yeah. If she's a grandma. I haven't read the story. I don't know if she's old or not.
The grandma got run over. I don't know. Did the grandma die and grandma got run over by a reindeer?
We can check the lyrics.
Did they get like a lot of money via an inheritance or something like that?
Let's check the lyrics on Monday.
We'll dive into it on Monday.
Deep dive.
The grandma get killed because she had a lot of money and an inheritance going to those kids? I don't know. But they did sing about it, so they probably weren't that upset about her dying. Anyway, guys, that's going to wrap up today's Paul Gallant Show. And what a time it's been. Big thanks to our friends at Cobos Q. Make sure you come out here. We're raffling some autographed Houston Texans football. Derek Stingley, Will Anderson Jr. But lights, hell yes. For Sean Mapes. For Dell. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful Friday and a wonderful weekend. Connor and Beard are up next, live here from Cobus Q. We're here till 6. Peace!
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pitter-patter.
Well, pitter-patter, let's get at her. Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.